and the season's lengthening shadows invite us to reflection and simplicity. As we retreat to the hearth and away from the cold, there is a subtle turning that seems to happen. Weary from struggle and frozen by distress, we find a warmth and assurance inside our sanctuaries of contemplation. Peace falls like a gentle snow, and we remember with great hope the promises of our faith. The candles of hope, peace, joy, and love are once again kindled in our spirits. We gaze with longing into the silent night, seeking a star and listening for a song that will fill the deep silence and set our hearts to celebration. It is then, above the whistle of the winter wind, the first notes of a distant Gloria arise. Soft at first, it comes like a dream, and then a great crescendo. It sweeps across our emptiness and fills our hearts with a symphony of angel wings. The mountains and canyons echo like cathedrals declaring the news. Jesus, the Savior, is born. Glory to God in the highest. Overflowing with worship and surrounded by grace, we discover our miracle. Melody and message reach out and draw us close into their lavish embrace. Rejoicing and filled with wonder, we join the music, lifting our praise into the night. How amazing that in the very heart of winter's desolation, we have found our song. This is a season for music and singing. How right it is to raise our voices in worship and praise. For it was into the silence that God spoke to us his word of life. How fitting that in winter's deepening darkness we light a candle and gaze upon its golden grace. For it was into the shadows that God sent his Son. How beautiful it is when we gather as one community of faith to share the timeless story that transformed the world with light. Yes, it is only right that we sing and be joyful, for this is the season of wonders and a time for remembering we are people of hope, peace, love, and joy.
Tiny stable, lowly, long time ago, came the Son of God, most holy, long time ago. Filled the night with singing, stars all aglow, songs of joy through heaven ringing, long time ago.
This is a season for hope and expectation. Joined to each other by the chords of our common need, we quiet our hearts and listen for the coming of the Lord. In the stillness, we prepare our lives to receive the music of promise that can only come from the heart of God. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you are a beautiful flower blooming in winter's desolation. You are the song that breaks through the silence of the evening shadows. You are the everlasting joy that comes with the dawn. O Lord, remember your people of the covenant. Hear our cries for forgiveness and mercy. Send to us your Son and change the world with grace. Amen.
Come.
is the season of peace and assurance. Let the Spirit of God, like a gentle wind, move through your hearts and strengthen your faith. Let it search you and fill you with new life and fresh meaning. Live expectantly for the coming of the Son. God is working his purpose out, and soon a new day will dawn and fill the earth with light. For it is written, "Behold, the day is coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and in that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring forth from David, and he shall bring justice and righteousness to the land." This season is a time for listening and learning. Let the Word of God dwell richly in you. May it encourage and strengthen you as you wait for the coming kingdom. Through the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, the promises of God have been made known. The Bible reminds us to find comfort in these prophecies, declaring, "For things written in ancient times are given our instruction by that steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." The prophets declare that in Bethlehem a virgin would give birth. This miracle would be sacred evidence that the promise made to David would be fulfilled. This holy child will establish a kingdom that will last forever. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. And fulfillment. All that has been spoken through the prophets came true in the most miraculous and wonderful way. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in the bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Oh,
This is a season for thanksgiving and praise. It is a time to hold tightly to our dream for peace on earth. With the hearts of hope, let us pray for the day when the noise of violence will at last melt into the voice of praise. As we recount the amazing events surrounding the birth of Christ, we are filled with gratitude. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone upon them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill to all." For seeking and worshiping. As we gaze into the wintry night sky, we are filled with a sense of wonder and awe. Who are we that God should love us? Who are we that God should send His Son, Jesus, to restore and redeem our broken lives? As we search the scriptures, we discover that we are not alone with these thoughts. Sages from the East also searched the night skies for answers. These wise philosophers had studied ancient prophecies, and when they discovered a new and brilliant star, they pondered its significance. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read this account. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the East came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage."
Arise and shine. A miracle is born.
This is a season of sharing and celebration. Christ is born. God has sent a Redeemer into our world and has set our alleluias free. For it is written, O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Arise and shine, children of light. Declare the good news of the Savior's love. Shine your lamps from the highest mountain and tell the world that Christ the Lord is born. Glory to God in the highest. Christ the Lord is born.
Thank you. 96.
We thank God for Judy Gillette.
Yes, we yes.
Judy's ethics and professional qualifications, her patience, her leadership, her direction. It's Judy that makes this annual event possible.
Amen.
In this choir, we have representatives from every church in Cloudcroft. So this is a community affair. And the choir has had an advantage over you, not just one night, but we've had 12 joyous rehearsals. Judy, the choir wants to recognize you with a token gift and appreciation for your service.
Thank you.
Sound better every time I hear them, even during rehearsals. As Judy cracks her whip. On behalf of the Sacramento Mountaintop Community Choir and the Cloud United Methodist Church, myself, and all that come and worship here, all the neighbors, all the people that love not only the church, but everyone here in this choir, we want to thank you for coming today. And now receive this blessing from the Lord. May your days be merry and bright. May 2020 bring a new hope to your lives. And may the unconditional love, amazing grace, and bountiful mercy of God our Savior always accompany you and be with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. May you find the peace that your heart is looking for, the gifts of love, not only under your tree, but all through the year. God bless you all. Thank you.
And there's food back there.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're